Do you remember any other hurricanes?
I remember plenty of hurricanes. We didn't know that. We didn't know about them like they do now, though. And I remember we'd have rain in the fall of the year. We'd have these storms, and we'd just take buckets and mops and all the old towels and everything we could get, and just put them all around under the windows and keep too much water from getting in the house. But we never had too much damage outside of water that might come in. And I do remember that the old saying is from the old timers that after the first full moon in October, you're not likely to have a storm. Well, my birthday was the 21st of October, and Mother always planned some kind of a nice birthday party for me. And I was always interested in whether there was going to be a storm or not. I was always asking Dad if he thought it was going to be stormy on my, or rainy on my birthday. But one time, Mother, she went to a lot of trouble to do things, and I think now, little we do, she made this rainbow, and she got little tiny wood slats and had the whole thing made and then put colored tissue paper on it. And it was a big thing. It would have reached across this room. And of course she had the pot of gold that you could, a lot of little bags and things for the children, and I had strings strung all around, and you had to find the end of your string and then follow it around to your pot of gold. That was one of the things we did that I remember. I've got pictures of it. But I remember hurricanes there, and oh, I didn't tell you about the house. The house had a third floor, an attic, which was a stand-up attic. It was a high. Mother finally made three little bedrooms up there that she rented. That's where we generally start to sop up the water, because we didn't want it running down to the other rooms. So there'd be somebody in the attic and somebody downstairs. Then the 28th storm, I remember very distinctly. It started early in the morning, and Mother went to church, and we went up and got her after church and brought her down to our house, because we didn't want her staying up there in the big house by herself. So we closed that all up as tight as we could. And garbage cans were blowing around. By the time we got down there, we were about a mile south of where she is, down in El Cid section. And it got worse and worse until about 6 o'clock. I think the eye of the storm went over just before dark. Mm-hmm. And the wind was blowing so hard, it blew a lid off. There was a ventilator over a closet in the front bedroom. Why, I don't know, but it blew that off. But the wind was blowing so hard that all the water got in. It just went right straight across. And no water came down in that closet until after the storm was over and it continued to rain. Then we had to put something up there to cover the hole. But I remember that very distinctly, because we were really the barometer went lower than we'd ever seen it go. And the lake water backed up. It blew from the northeast along. The lake water backed up down to the south end of the lake till it came up over the land and up to the middle of the up and down two pane windows. And I had a mother's brother and his wife and daughter lived down there. And the water kept coming up in the house till finally they lived down on the lakefront. Got up into the little attic room over the kitchen. And the water got up. They were beginning to wonder if it was going to come up into that. Mm-hmm.